There are millions of children growing up in Afghanistan who have known nothing but war and violence. While the situation for many has improved, children have been among the worst victims of the war in the past decade. Laura Lynch has an unusual tale that mixes movie making with reality, and it all involves one young boy struggling to survive in Afghanistan.
A soon-to-be-released film sets the mood for the grim and gritty life that faces millions of children in Afghanistan. Called Buzkashi Boys, it tells the tale of two young friends in Kabul. Both are poor, both are dreaming of a better life.
Ahmad?
In the opening scene, Ahmad, an orphan who lives on the street, greets his friend Rafi, who lives with his father in the slums. Ahmad survives by stealing and by heading out into traffic to try to persuade drivers to give him money. His face streaked with dirt, his clothes ragged, Ahmad is aggressive as he offers what he says is incense meant to protect people from evil spirits. This may be a movie, make-believe, but sadly, it's a reality for so many children who live here. New office buildings are going up on Chicken Street in Kabul. It's a destination for the few foreigners who are willing to take the risk of shopping downtown. The road is lined with stores selling carpets, antique swords, and guns from the 1800s. It's also got its own army of street kids. 12-year-old Fawad Mohammadi is one of them, a young man selling old maps with a great big smile. Just listen to him charm a would-be customer.
Hi, how are you? Doing maps? Yeah. Kabul City map of Afghanistan.
Kabul City, okay.
Yeah, it's very big map.
And how much would you like for that?
How much you want? No problem. Friday
well,
business.
Hang on to it. About $3?
$4.
$4, all right. I will do that for you.
For another people, five for you, four.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
You're really bargaining. Thank you very much.
Fawad has been selling maps and gum on the streets since he was 5 years old. Like tens of thousands of other children in Kabul, he was sent out to help support his family after his father died. He has a friendly, open face and sparkling blue-green eyes. But the smile disappears and the eyes cloud over when he talks about the skills he's had to develop to survive.
When I'm working on the street, I always try to look at what's going on around me. I try to stay away from places that might be targets for explosions. And if I see someone who looks suspicious, I try to get some distance away from them.
No child should have to learn such harsh lessons. According to UNICEF, more than 30% of children of elementary school age are working on the streets in Afghanistan, and are often their family's sole breadwinners. Mohammed Yusuf has been trying to help vulnerable children for more than a decade as the founder of the children's charity Ashiana. He says since Allied forces defeated the Taliban, the situation for children has improved. More than 7 million of them now go to school.
But until now, there's around 4.5 million children that didn't have access to the education. In some areas, there is no peace, no security. The children, they have a problem.
The problem goes beyond working on the street. A recent study of Afghan children's mental health by Durham University in England, the first large-scale survey of its kind, found 1 in 5 children suffer from psychiatric disorders including anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Some children are forced into near slavery, early marriage, or they become involved in the drug trade. In that sense, Fawad feels fortunate. But that doesn't mean he likes working the streets.
I deal with a lot of different people when I try to sell them a map. Sometimes they push and insult me, and when they insult me, I really feel ashamed.
Mohammed Yusuf says he thought the lives of children would change more dramatically when foreign forces entered the country a decade ago.
All of the people, they had a hope. Because majority of the people, they are thinking now the war will ending and we will have a peaceful country, we will have access to education, our children will be protected and the children will not working anymore in the street.
That hasn't happened. Fawad's story, though, has taken a relatively happy turn, relative by Afghan standards anyway. Listen closely to another excerpt from the movie and you may notice something. That's actually Fawad speaking, playing the part of Rafi. Just over a year ago, he was plucked off Chicken Street by an American filmmaker and cast in the movie. Since then, Fawad's also done a commercial. it's not enough work to keep him off the street. But another foreign national has decided to pay for his education. So while he still has to go to Chicken Street to sell his maps every Friday, he spends the rest of the week in school, and he says he loves it. Seemingly wise beyond his years, Fawad simply accepts his fate as a child growing up in Afghanistan.
This life is a test. God is testing us, and we have to succeed by doing the best that we can.
For three decades now, generations of children in Afghanistan have been raised in a land of violence and war, and that hasn't ended with the end of Taliban rule. Some have been scarred physically and psychologically for life. For the world, I'm Laura Lynch in Kabul.
Get a look at Fawad Mohammadi selling his maps on Chicken Street and the trailer for the new film Buzkashi Boys. They're on our website, theworld.org.